everybody knows Art Bell. I mean, all you have to do is you turn on the radio and you hear him, and you're captured by his magic. But nobody really knew that behind the scenes there was another person there working very hard to keep Coast to Coast to success. And that was you, Alan Corbeth. That was you.
Well, it's true. You know, there was of course I was there. There were some others. Obviously, some of them with you right now. You've got Lisa Lyon,
yes,
who works on your program to this day. Lisa was with me since day one. I think since before day one. You have Stephanie Smith also working with you, who was I think she joined us about 1 week after we officially got going.
Well, I tell you, between you, Lisa, and Stephanie, you kept me in order while I was helping to fill in for Art.
We did. You had Delani Conrad, who now works with Bob Crane.
That's right.
Who was there from day one. So, you know, I had some, and you had others, of course. I had some very, very good people.
What was it that captured your imagination about Art Bell?
It's kind of an interesting story, the way it developed. We relocated from the East Coast out here, and I started doing what I always do, and that is scanning the radio dial at night. And I was scanning along the kind of the first night we ever really got here,
mm-hmm.
And I was, oh gosh, I don't hear this and I don't hear that, and I was used to whatever programs I was listening to at the time. And I wasn't finding anything that was pleasing me. And then all of a sudden, I came across KDWN out of Las Vegas. And the guy there was doing a really good night show. And I listened, and I said, this is a really good night show. Listened for, an hour or two, and then fell asleep. Next night, I didn't specifically remember that show until I ran across it again. And I said, this guy, who is he? Art Bell. This guy is really good. So I started listening. And by the third night, I was actually looking for Art Bell.
You were hooked.
Well, I don't know whether I was hooked yet. I mean, well, I was, but it hadn't exactly dawned on me at the time. So I started listening every night. About a week and a half into this, I started hearing news stories, et cetera, in the day and saying, God, I wonder what Art's going to say about that tonight. So by about a week and a half to 2 weeks, I was totally hooked.
Now, by the time you did this and you were thinking, he hadn't been syndicated at all, right?
No, he hadn't. He had not. So, you know, he was doing things on the air, and in those days he was doing, for the most part, a political talk show.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't know this. I can say the same about you, too, that a lot of people don't realize. But Art Bell is an absolutely excellent political talk show host. He doesn't have to do the strange or the paranormal. He can do anything. So in those days, he was doing some paranormal shows, but the bulk of what he was doing was current events and what have you. So he had a magic of the night that I was very used to as a little kid. And as a little kid, I would tune in the radio at night and hear all these strange. I lived in upstate New York.
Right.
Where I grew up, and I would hear stations coming in from Chicago and stations coming in from New York, and I would listen to Long John Neville overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And people who just really worked the night. I listened to Gene Shepard and then Jack Igan out of Chicago. And then there was this huge hiatus where all of that seemed to disappear. You did have Larry King doing a nationally syndicated show. All the others had disappeared, and you just weren't getting it. And until I heard Art, I hadn't heard anybody who actually knew how to work the night. And he was there because he wanted to be there. He wasn't looking to do, to do a good job at night so he could get a daytime gig or anything like that. He bonded with the audience. He created a family. And it was just an incredible experience. He was very much in the moment, in the time of what he was doing, still is, of course. And it was just an absolute treat to listen to that program. And he created something that he's maintained, and so have you, even under syndication, which is pretty amazing. And what he's done is, in the old days, when it was on the one radio station, there were a series of callers that you began to know. There was a man who passed away who I think was actually he was a former CIA agent. If I'm speaking out of turn, forgive me, but I think he was. And that was, he went by the name of Mount Shasta. There was a lady who called in named Gerda. And they were all the regulars, and he just knew how to play them, and they knew how to respond on that show. And it was just a brilliant, brilliant thing, and it had a whole sense of family. And even as the show's grown, you guys have maintained that, which I think has an awful lot to do with the success.
Well, as this came about then, how did you contact Art and say, you know what, let's kick this syndication idea around? And at the time, as you say, it was somewhat of a political show. It evolved. I remember Art telling me one day, Alan, he said he just felt one day the direction needed to change.
Mm-hmm.
And off it went.
You know, I remember the day, and he called me and said, you know, I want to change. I want to start really doing the things that I'm interested in, and I want to really start doing science and paranormal and unexplained phenomena, etc. And my first reaction was, oh, God, he's so good doing politics.
Mm-hmm.
And to, you know, take it over that way completely, I don't know. But about 5 minutes later, it sat pretty well with me. And it's never turned back since then.
No,
You know, he gets the credit absolutely for totally taking it over that way.
But you and your team did the nuts and bolts work along with Art every day.
You know what had happened in the meantime, and jumping slightly back a little bit, I got involved in doing the project I was doing. There were a couple of Las Vegas guys that also really liked Art, and they started to try to syndicate him on a little company. And it's kind of amusing because they weren't radio guys. They were nice guys, but they weren't radio folks.
Mm-hmm.
And they did the best they could, but they didn't know just a lot of the terminology. They didn't know a lot of how things worked, etc. So I contacted them and said, hey, can I help somehow? And oddly enough, they got back to me and said, yeah, you could. And what do you want to do? And, you know, I was kind of writing my ticket then. And we dealt first with some technical things. The program obviously sounded great coming out of KDWM, but it was getting to kind of a small uplink that was using C-band analog technology, subcarrier audio. And they were getting it there probably on a regular phone line. And I think with the Art Bell Show, we installed the first long-term use Switch 56, which is a digital line. They've later become the ISDN lines that you have today. And I think we were the first to ever use that. I'm sure we were, at least on a long-term basis. So we immediately improved the sound, and I went to work gathering affiliates. And
did you? Wow.
Well, you know, they had a few to start with, and we added a bunch more. And then, you know, the guys still weren't selling it right. And I'm just, you know, they what they saw is the great talent that Art was.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't know how to manage it and how to exploit it and what have you. So, to make a long story short, I convinced the folks I was working with that we would buy the show, and ultimately we did.